This is One on One, a podcast produced by the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health. In this series, you'll hear from students, faculty, and alumni about how they are working together to solve some of the world's most important global health problems.
Hi, I'm Rose Filaramo, and I am a fifth-year PhD candidate.
Hello, I'm Les Kobzik. I'm a professor of pathology here in the Department of Environmental Health.
In this episode, Rose and Lester take a closer look at sepsis, which kills more than 500,000 people in the United States each year.
What it is when your immune system seems to respond abnormally to an infection. And this can have a lot of harmful systemic effects on the body, like disseminated intravascular coagulation, shock, and organ failure.
I think it compares to a similar level to deaths from cancer, heart disease. So I think it's quite serious.
The people who only have heard of it are people who are in the healthcare profession or have had a person in their life that has had sepsis. Because I think it's typically something that you worry about when you are already sick with something else.
That changes if you are the loved one or sick in the ICU, and that's the scenario where this very rapid and serious illness can happen.
Rose's research has focused on why young children seem to have a natural resistance to dying from serious infections such as sepsis. Nearly 50% of people who develop sepsis will die, but learning why the immune systems of children respond differently could lead to the discovery of drugs that help adults survive.
Sepsis could be considered a medical mystery just because a lot of money and effort has gone into trying to find a therapy to cure sepsis, and it seems that no matter how hard we've been trying, that we keep on hitting dead ends. So in the beginning, they thought that deaths from sepsis were due to this, you know, overwhelming pro-inflammatory response. Then they were giving people things to calm the immune system, and what they found was that they suppressed the immune system so much that then people were getting secondary infections. So it seems that they can't find the way to rebalance the immune system after sepsis, despite being able to, say, cure the infection with antibiotics, and, you know, they're given palliative care, but for whatever reason, they can't bring the immune system back to normal.
The part that's not a mystery most of the time is what is the cause of the infection. So someone might have a colon diverticulitis or an abscess, and the organism has been cultured. So we have a culprit. But what's mysterious is why do some people then go on to get those bacteria in their blood, bacteremia, and why do some of them then develop all the things Rose described, the systemic response syndrome and organ failure? And finally, why don't the clever ideas that were put out as drugs to fight this, why don't they work? Mm-hmm. So that end, the sort of longer term part of the story is the mystery. There are some sort of policy or public health strategies that have been identified. For example, with early suspicion of sepsis in emergency rooms, there's great data that show the sooner someone gets antibiotics, the better they do. Clearly, if you had higher awareness and faster turning on of the antibiotics, even without solving the mystery, you might get better outcomes for the population as a whole.
We're learning more and more about how the world around us can affect our biology. So, you know, the food you eat, the occupation that you have, et cetera, can increase or decrease your risk of all kinds of things happening. So I think that that is what kind of drives a lot of the variability in how patients might respond to, say, sepsis. So that combination of environment and biology, that kind of all needs to be teased out. It's very important to think about that when you're thinking about these types of diseases.
What Rose said is wonderful and sort of our ambitious goal, but we know very little precisely about the link between environmental exposures and sepsis risk. We know a lot that environmental exposures can modify your immune system for other more milder illness, allergy, some infections like secondhand smoke or smoking. To some extent is environmental exposure can increase your risk of pneumonia and things like that. They're not as life-threatening or as severe as sepsis, but that shows you the principle that the way your body has been bounced around by the environment can affect things.
I chose this project because after I rotated in this lab and I moved on to other labs, I was still thinking about the project and I was still kind of just wondering, like, how could this be? And reading up papers online. And I think that kind of making connections in the literature and then being able to turn those into an experiment that you might actually be able to discover something is really exciting. It's a lot of work to get to that point, to actually get something interesting, but I guess the process, the anticipation is exciting. When I decided, I guess, to join the lab, a big part of it was that I felt comfortable around Les, and I think that that's, you shouldn't be afraid of your advisor. I mean, a little bit of healthy fear is probably good, so you get your work done.
You may. Rose's lack of fear extends to the fact that when I got my new glasses, she broke out laughing and started pointing at my face as if it was a comedy show. So I think there's good grounds to call it lack of fear.
Les always says when we're kind of just brainstorming about something, he always uses the term throwing spaghetti against the wall. And I always really like that visual. And I think it helps me brainstorm better because I think of the splatter against the wall and I'm like, well, that's pretty much what's going on in my head, so you might as well.
I would summarize my sense of working with Rose as the times I've seen her present her work either internally or at like the student retreat, she really does a great job, and I sit there with, you know, just proud and feeling lucky that she signed up in my lab.
This has been One on One, a podcast produced by the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health. To read more about Rose's research into sepsis, visit hsph.me/sepsis.